Hi guys, is it time for you to write your dissertation and you're looking at examples and you're like, wait, they all look so different. If so, stick around, my friend. This episode is just for you. Let's dive in. Well, hello there. Welcome to the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast. I am your host, Dr. Vetter. Some people call me Dr. V. Some people call me Tanya. Some people, you know what I'm going to say? Well, they don't call me at all. And it's absolutely okay. Today's topic is a heavy one. It's not heavy. It's actually pretty light, but it's a really easy one, actually. Because today we take the weight off of you. That's why it's a light one. Today's episode is all about do what they tell you. There was a time when if you go back to the beginning of my podcast, there were episodes where I literally could give you all step one, step two, step three. And at the time, I actually was even doing like more workshops, and I was able to give general information that applied to everyone. Like anyone who was writing a dissertation could use the information. And I think there, of course, like APA rules, if you're using APA, one of my clients, she's actually MLA, so I have to watch that these days. And then other clients are not even in America, right? But there was a time when I could really give you guys feedback that was very general, like step one, step two, step three. And it is just amazing to me how things have changed so drastically just actually since like 2019. Well, actually, no, just a year ago. Yeah, a year ago. I can barely do that. So today we're going to talk about just do what they tell you. Yeah, regardless, just do what they tell you. Who's this infamous they I'm talking about? Your chair. Yes, I'm not even talking about your committee. I want to share about that. Now, so there is a pecking order of which you take recommendations. And I'm sorry if you hear my stomach growling, I'm not going to edit it out. I'm not. You need to know all of the struggles I go through as well. So I'm going to keep my grumbling stomach in here. All right. So you need to know the pecking order. The changes that you make need to come from your chair. So if they come from anyone on the committee, your chair would tell you, okay, yes, I want you to pay attention to these recommendations, and I do want you to make these changes. You want to do what they tell you. One of the things I'm noticing is, and I'm going to give you three things that I recommend to really, you know, get you through this as painless as possible while you can still enjoy the journey. One of the things I'm noticing is a lot of preferences. You have a lot of personal preferences. And that's why when I get the emails and my clients say, hey, Dr. V, I'm looking at samples from the same college, but they look so different. And it's because every chair has their preference. And most of the time, it's whatever their chair told them to do. Like, seriously, it really is. So here's the three things I want you guys to do. Number one, I want you to do what they ask. But this is what we're going to get into. Be very clear about what they're asking. Don't let your chairs get away with this email communication that I see so many of them getting away with. One of the things I tell my clients to do is you guys have, number one, got to buckle up and build your courage muscles, for God's sake. enough to where you ask them for Zoom meetings for those of you who are not in face-to-face programs. For those of you who are in face-to-face programs, you guys need to schedule your regular meetings with your chairs. When I was in my program, which was a face-to-face program, well, my mentor not only was my chair, but she also was my boss because I worked as the doctoral fellow in the writing lab at the university. And on top of that, my mentor is the one who actually created the actual doctoral program for the university. So I was privy to her all the time, but I saw the other people that she chaired and Dr. Butcher chaired and Dr. Fontenot chaired and who else? Dr. Nero chaired and Dr. Flores chaired. And their people, their students, their candidates were always in their office asking them questions. Like literally, you could not walk down the hallway without seeing the candidates hanging outside. Like we were like a real family. And I know that some of you all are suffering from not having that. But I want to also encourage you, if you are in the same state that you're going to your school online, you may want to pop in on the actual campus and talk to your chair if you're not getting the attention you think you need or the support you need. One of the things, I heard a sad story. One of my clients was telling me that she has a friend who is actually in the same state. She's in Atlanta, and she was saying that her friend is in a face-to-face program struggling, and the program she's in is also in Atlanta. And I was just blown away and saddened. I would be up on that campus so quick if I were her, and I would demand someone help me and work with me, because here's the truth. The truth is you don't know everything because you're a student, and students are students because they want to learn, not because they already know. I'm going to say that again. Students are students because they want to learn, not because they already know. And I think sometimes in graduate school, particularly, and especially on the doctoral level, they treat you all like you should already know, and you're annoying them because you don't know, because you're adults. And I think it's ridiculous. Like, it's almost, and I look at some of the comments when my clients, you know, when we do the editing, and it's condescending comments. Like, I'm blown away. I'm like, are they confused? Like, they're talking to an adult here, and it's really rude. So I want you guys to do what they ask, but I also want you to advocate for yourself, right? So that you can get the things that you need. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to ask your chair for an exemplar. I want you to do that because you need to lay your eyes on what they think is acceptable work. I could give you 10,000 examples and exemplars of what I think is a great dissertation on your topic, but they could disagree with the format and everything, right? You need to ask them to send you an exemplar. Tell them to send it to you, because then you can see how they think, right? You're actually catering to their needs, their requirement, and at the end of the day, basically their ego. Yeah, it is. That's what you're doing. And that's what you're going to use. And then you can use the other dissertations as your supplemental resources as well to help you along the way, of course. But you need to lay your eyes on what they actually are accustomed to seeing and what they will approve, right? So you can speak their language and all of that and connect with them. Got it? I know you guys are like, wait, yes, yes, yes. This is what you're going to do. You're going to like it so that we can get you to the finish line. All right. And the last and final thing you're going to do is the most important thing. I tell my clients this. I walk them through this. One of my clients told me, train me, Dr. V, train me. Because look, number three, get their approval of all of the changes in writing. So when they give you instructions and tell you what they want, don't, you know, get it in writing. Follow up with, okay, so my understanding is you would like me to, you know, and then discuss what they've told you to change. When you make those changes, always send an email back, you know, asking them, were your changes okay? Did they meet the requirements or standards that they were seeking? That's going to be a yes or no. When they say yes, you have that in writing, my love. Yes, always do that. Because when you get to part A of your finish line, which is your proposal for chapters 1 through 3, you don't want any issues with them saying that they didn't approve. No, I got your approval every step of the way. See, right here in this email, you said this was exactly what you were looking for, right? And then when you get to the end, when you do all 5 chapters, you want to make sure you have that paper trail of them walking you step by step and you getting their approval every step of the way. At the end of the day, I want you guys to do what? Whatever they tell you to do. Look, I know that some of what they tell you to do, I have to catch myself because one of my clients, her chair had her to, this lady wanted all of the paragraphs, all of the sentences in the paragraph to be cited. And honestly, a dissertation is not written like that. It just isn't, guys. And we were talking about the review of literature. You have to do an analysis and synthesize and happens in your review of literature, right? We know you don't have like your opinion on it, but you don't cite every single sentence. And yet, this is what this lady wanted. Now, the good news is, we advocated for her, or rather she advocated for herself after I had to beg her, please go to the dean. And she did. And within 30 minutes, she got her proposal date on the books because the lady was refusing to give her, to pass her on to the proposal phase because, you know, every sentence was incited. But the interesting thing is once she got the okay within 30 minutes from the dean, someone else on the committee looked at the paper and said exactly what we said. Every sentence cannot be cited. The analysis has to be in here somewhere. The synthesizing has to be in here somewhere. So they sided with, you know, what we were trying to share when we were consulting her. I was like, you know, because a lot of people struggle with writing. And so when I tell you guys how to write these paragraphs and what the structure is, and if you look at good dissertations, you can see that there's an actual method and theme to it. And every single sentence should not be cited. There's a format we use within my company that I show everybody how to just create beautiful paragraphs and stressless paragraphs. And so if you want to know what those are, reach out to us. But at the end of the day, that was wrong. But she still did what she said to, because that was the only way she could get to the finish line. And luckily someone stepped in and said, hey, no, this is not the way it's supposed to go. So the bottom line is, even if you disagree with them, do what they tell you to do and make sure you have someone like dissertation doctors on your team. You guys know what I say. When you decide to do it, if you decide to do it, do it well and do it with us. See you next time.